Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk leader.
I hit the wrong button. I don't have my assistant here today. It's just me, so sorry about that. I'm Andy Griffin. Good morning, everybody. It's 10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Mayor Thursday, Mayor Michelle Randall is with me today. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
She is wearing an accessory to her outfit that most of us don't have, and that is a walking boot.
Oh, it's fun. And, everyone should have one.
And I asked her how she broke her, is it your ankle or your one of your leg bones? Or?
It's my ankle, yeah. Up above my ankle.
So I was expecting this great story about how you fought off a mountain lion or something, but.
I should have said I was like snowboarding. That's
something.
What I should have told you.
But you injured it walking? That's how it.
Walking.
I'm trying to think of a better story. You were walking and there was a child in the street about to be hit by a bus and dived
and saved the child.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
Or my ankle just gave out and I, went down. But.
And by the way, happy birthday.
Last week too.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, we both got a little older. I didn't realize this until last week that Michelle Randall is a couple of days older than me.
Yes, I am.
2 days, yeah. But she grew up, you grew up here, right? You went to, which high school did you graduate from?
Dixie.
Yeah.
Yep.
I grew up in Texas, but then my family moved to Utah when I was in high school. So I went to West Jordan High School to graduate. So.
Yep. Good old Dixie Flyer.
About 300 miles away from here.
Yeah.
So. Michelle, thanks for coming in today. It's always fun to talk about the city and what's happening. And
there's nothing going on.
There's always stuff going on. Always stuff going on. Let's talk first. Well, first of all, we get so used to having you around, but maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and your family that maybe someone fairly new to the area wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know. So I moved here when I was 12.
Okay.
My mom from Arizona.
Okay.
Casa Grande, Arizona, if anybody knows where that was, is. I was born in Las Vegas. That's where my parents met.
Oh my gosh, so was I.
Seriously?
Which hospital?
I don't know. Mom texts me if you're listening.
I was born in Sunrise Hospital on March 1st, the same year you were born. So our parents may have met.
They may have crossed paths. Yeah. I don't remember what hospital it was. Who knows?
We'll have to look that one up. Yeah.
But we moved from there when I was 5. But my mom was born and raised in Enterprise. Well, she was actually born in Cedar, but if you live in Enterprise, you went to the Cedar Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I just got a text, I wonder if it's from my mom.
Which hospital?
Yeah, it is from my mom. Let's see what she
said. Way to go, Mom.
Hey, I'm glad you're listening, Mom. Southern Nevada Memorial Hospital.
Oh, darn it. I thought maybe it was the same hospital.
I haven't even heard of that hospital.
We were probably in the newspaper at the same time, the birth announcement thing.
Probably. So, yeah. If they did that then.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
They used to, when the Spectrum was around.
A local paper?
A local paper.
When it used to be.
They used to do that, wedding announcements and, 50 wedding anniversaries.
Yeah.
When we really enjoyed it. But anyway, so we moved back here when we were 12, just to be closer to family. My dad's family's all in Vegas, and then my mom's family's all here. And so I met Tony Randall, not the famous one. Tony's dad owned a trucking company.
Okay.
And so people complain about the growth. Most of my friends had to leave. They went to junior college, and then they went away to college, to a university, and got married and had to move away to make a living.
Sure.
Fortunately, Tony was managing his dad's trucking company, and we were able to stay here locally. Had 4 children, boy, girl, boy, girl.
Nice.
And 3 out of the 4 live here.
And oldest and youngest?
The oldest is going to be 40 this year.
Uh-oh. Does that make you old?
Oh, it makes me so old. he's still 39, so he's 39.
Okay.
And the youngest is 30, she'll be 33 in July.
Oh, okay. See, my oldest is 33, so you got started a lot earlier.
Yes, I did. And my oldest son is a detective for the St. George Police Department, and he's on the SWAT team, and he loves it. And he always tells everyone he had his job long before I came along.
No nepotism here.
And they live over in Dixie Springs in Hurricane, have three kids. And then my daughter, Casey, they live in Santa Clara. She married a Santa Clara boy, so they'll always stay in Santa Clara. They love it there. And she's a photographer, and they have four kids. In fact, my oldest grandson will be 16 in April.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
And then...
And by the way, I want to interrupt you for a second. With your son being a police officer, I don't know that a lot of people realize this. You are very, very pro-blue, very pro-police.
Very pro.
And first responders. And I know any chance you get, you are honoring them and saluting them. And
absolutely.
I think that's awesome.
Not just police, but fire and EMS. It's... My youngest daughter is married to a paramedic firefighter. He is a captain for Las Vegas Fire.
Oh, wow.
And he commutes from here. They only live a half a block from Tony and I.
Wow.
And so...
That's a long drive.
Their schedule is 2 days on, 4 days off.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you're sleeping at the fire station and everything there. So it makes it work. So they only live a half a block from us, and they have three kids. And then I have a son who is a lifelike paramedic out of Reno.
Really?
So he lives in Reno.
In the helicopter all the time.
All the time. And wow. He called me a couple weeks ago. And your children are so kind.
They can be.
They can be. He's 34. And he calls, and it's like 10 o'clock at night. And he's like, I just wanted to call and let you know that I came within 3 feet of dying tonight.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, well.
Thanks for telling
thanks.
Me. Yeah.
I seriously didn't sleep all night. So they were on their way back to base after dropping a patient off at the hospital. And he said the pilot all of a sudden let out a bad word and hurried and banked up and to the right. And there was some object like 3 feet from their helicopter.
Like a drone? Or
he said it didn't. He said, Mom, it didn't have... It didn't have wings. It didn't have rotors. We have no idea what it was. He said, and scared the living daylights out of all of us. But he said, thank goodness we had a pilot that was really paying attention. But he has a 4-year-old son. So we have 11 grandchildren total.
Wow.
And our two youngest are only a few months apart, and they'll both be 3 this year. So
that's incredible. That's
and it's
an amazing
fun.
Story. So, tell me about your work history now. I know you guys, I don't own a ton. I know you guys were involved in some, I guess you owned an ambulance company?
Yes. So Tony, when Tony got involved, he became an EMT. And at that time, it was just volunteer. And he did that on the side and loved it. And then an opportunity came, then they asked him to manage the ambulance service that was here. That was Dixie Ambulance. So he did that, and then the owners wanted to sell. And so Tony and my dad both purchased Dixie Ambulance from the former owner. And we had that from 99 to 2013 when Gold Cross came in. And so all of our kids became EMTs, but
I was going to say that. I wonder where all that came from.
Yes, yeah. But Caden really just loved emergency medicine and went on to become a critical care paramedic and then got on life flight. So,
now, did you ever personally get into the EMT stuff? No.
No.
No blood and guts and stuff for you.
Throw up, stuff like that. No.
No.
That's just not for me. I did work in the office there, and then... When Gold Cross came in and we lost Dixie Ambulance, I went to work for a doctor and became a medical assistant. Okay. And so I worked for her for 6 or 7 years while I also ran for city council. It allowed me, I was working part-time for her and doing city council. And then when I decided to run for mayor, I quit working for the doctor. And so now... This is still a part-time gig, but
it's
just a lot easier to not have a job. It'd be nice to have another job just for income.
Right.
But there's just so many things that come up and so many people that want to meet you. Or I'm only in town for like 2 days. Like, so Senator John Curtis's guy that, his name I think is Ryan. He's not here locally. He's in the Fillmore office. And he's like, I'm only going to be in town for 2 days. Can I meet with you this day? You know, and if I had another job, it would be really hard to say, sure, I can meet with you.
Yeah.
So my schedule's all over the place. Like yesterday, I didn't have anything, and it was great. I did laundry all day. Oh, I caught up on laundry and got my house.
That's not
like,
green, but
yeah, but you know, you still have those things you still have to do as you know, a wife, and get Tony some clean clothes. But today, my day is jam packed. I'll probably get home around, I'd say 8 or 9 tonight. So it'll be a 12, 13 hour day today.
We got to kick it off right here on the
Annie
Griffin
Show. Kicking it off on your show.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this ankle thing, is this painful or is it pretty much out of mind?
It's painful without the boot. With the boot, I can pretty much walk on it and it'll be fine. The doctor thinks there's just a hairline fracture. I leave for DC on Saturday. So we'll go back and meet with all of our congressional delegation and the FAA. So we'll be begging for money from the FAA. Our airport is exploding. We are setting records.
Not in a bad way.
Not in a bad way. Every month we have been setting records of the amount of people coming through that airport. And so we need to do a huge expansion, which is not going to be cheap. So we'll be meeting with the FAA, and the person that we were meeting with was an appointed position, so she's gone now. So we have to start new relationships with new people back there. And they were all in favor of, you know, our tower, and that goes out to bid, I think, this month. And so within a year, we'll have an airport tower. Wow. But they were incredible help with that. And so you have to go back and make those relationships. And you know, people, there are people here that we shouldn't be taking any federal money. We, you know, and then they'll quit asking for taxes. Well, A, I don't think that's ever going to happen. And B, I paid a lot of taxes. I'm sure you do, Andy.
Yeah.
And I would rather have them come back locally to our city and state than send them to California, where they just seem to waste all kinds of money and get away with never balancing a budget and being billions of dollars in debt. I would rather get them for roads and airports, infrastructure that's needed, not stupid pet projects, you know? I mean,
yeah.
But
I wanted to ask you about the airport. It is somewhat unique that the city owns and runs the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see that changing, the airport being, I don't know if privatized is the right word, but do you ever see the city letting the airport go?
No, it's a regional airport, and, you know, Cedar runs their airport, Provo runs theirs, Salt Lake runs the Salt Lake International Airport, and we do a really great job, and we work really well with SkyWest. The SkyWest, if people don't know, they're a hometown, local grown. I mean, when it was up on the hill, and I always look back to the rescuers and think of what was the bird that was the plane that, do you remember the rescuers, Andy, that cartoon?
Yeah.
The little mice. Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah. But that was their airplane. And I just picture that running off the runway up there, you know, up on the hill.
I haven't thought about that in 30 years. So.
I know, right? And we've come a long way since then. And now SkyWest is the largest regional airline in the world.
Wow.
And they're still located here in St. George.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we grow, other flights will come in. And we want to go from 3 jet bridges to 7. And they're increasing flights all the time. Right now, the busiest flight we have out of the airport is the St. George to Dallas flight.
Really?
That's busier than the St. George to Salt Lake.
That surprises me a little, yeah. But I guess Dallas is a hub.
It's a huge hub.
You can go pretty much anywhere you want from Dallas.
You can. And we would like to get a flight to the Bay Area, because that would be a huge hub also. But all of the flights are doing really well. The flight that isn't the busiest is St. George to Denver. But the rest are packed. Like, if you worked for SkyWest Airline and one of your perks is, you know, stand by, get on a flight.
You'd be going to Denver a lot, apparently.
It's really hard to get on a flight because they're so booked.
Yeah, anybody ever flown standby, it's an interesting experience. Because
it's awful.
I had a relative that worked for one of the airlines, and we flew standby a couple of times, and there's so much stress involved. I just couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm like, are we going to get on? Are we going to get on? We didn't get on. Oh, no, now where are we going to? What are we gonna? Yeah, yep. It's brutal.
Yeah, that I've only done that once, and it was very stressful.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. Especially if you have any appointments on the other end of where you're supposed to be, then you're really stressed out.
Right. So.
By the way, Rick Rosenberg, mayor of Santa Clara, announced he will not be running again.
I know, and I'm so sad. I love Rick.
Yeah.
You know, when I was appointed mayor, when John Pike took a job with the governor's office, Rick Rosenberg, Mayor Rosenberg, and Mayor Hart were so awesome to me and getting me caught up on things and just kind of taking me under their wing. And now they're dear friends, and so sad that Rick's retiring. I'm going to miss him desperately. I do serve on a couple of boards with him, that he'll stay on those boards. And he has said he'll also be going on this D.C. trip. In fact, we have lunch scheduled with Santa Clara one morning. Nice. So, but he's been doing it a long time.
And by the way, Chris Hart was on a couple of weeks ago here on the show, and maybe even last week. Anyway, he said he is undecided about running again, but he's been doing it I think it's been 16 years.
He's been there a long time, too.
And Ivan. So the question, then, a natural question is, when are you up for re-election?
This year,
and are you running again?
I am going to run one more term. There's no way I'd want to do it 12 years or 16 years. I'm not sure your mental health could take it. The days of Mayor Dan are gone.
We're not going to see a 40-year mayor or whatever.
You're not going to see even a 20-year mayor. The city's evolved so much since then, and we have so much going on, and you're being pulled in so many directions. And I still, you know, I'm still a wife. I'm still a mom. I'm still a grandma. I want to be able to enjoy that. Like, I have a grandson who will be starting soccer next week, but every one of his soccer games is Thursday nights. So I won't be able to see any of his soccer games this year. But they understand, you know, they understand grandma's the mayor, and they get a kick out of it. They think I'm some kind of celebrity sometimes. So
you are like it or not. You know, I've always said this in the past. I don't know those of you that volunteer to serve in a public office like that. I don't know how you do it, because you get a lot of people, a lot of what's the old saying? Negative naysayers? No, something like that.
It's gotten worse, though.
Negativism. Yes.
It has gotten worse. From when I was on the council to being mayor now, I mean, some of the people are just downright hateful. Hateful.
That's awful.
And I don't care. And it's people that, you know, I've never met. I don't know them. They don't know me. But they'll just tell you what a horrible job you're doing, or you need to, you know, get out of the developers' pockets. If I had a dollar for every time somebody told me that, I would be rich. And it's just all this just made up crap. And it gets old. It gets really old. Occasionally you do get a really nice email and you're like, oh, thank you, because I don't get that very often. But it's nationwide. You look at politics right now and the division is just crazy. So, you know, you have to have thick skin.
A couple of things I remembered. It's Nattering Nabobs of Negativism. I don't know where that came from, but I learned that back in journalism school. And then a text here. Yvette says, thanks for spending time with us. I've heard Utah is a sanctuary state. Can you please speak about that while
we are not?
We are not a sanctuary
state. And we are not a sanctuary city.
Absolutely not. All right. It's 8:30 now. Let's bring Ethan in.
8:30, 9:30, sir.
9:30. I'm sorry. Wrong hour. Yeah. No, you're right. I've been here all morning, and it all mixes together. Let's bring Ethan in for just a second, if you don't mind, Mayor. I'll turn the microphone down for a second while we make the transition. And Ethan Millard from Teton
and
Wealth.
And I'm here. Hi, Ethan. The magic of radio.
Yeah, it's well, you were always here. You just weren't here. You were there here. And anyway,
sitting in the comfy chair.
Yeah. Teton Wealth Group specializes in helping people navigate what could be a minefield of retirement. And yeah. I know you talk a lot about helping people do that. Because I'm going to be honest with you, when I get to my retirement age, which I think probably 3 or 4 years from now, but when I get there, I don't want to stress about money. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, and you shouldn't have to, because this is not rocket science. I know there's people carry a lot of anxiety around money.
Yeah.
It's a natural thing, because you're afraid of the unknown. That's what we're afraid of. We're afraid of the things that we don't know. This Ascent plan is designed to eliminate that. When you go through this experience of an Ascent plan with our team at Teton Wealth Group, you walk out, you're different. You're going to carry less anxiety around your finances, around your future plans. You're going to carry more confidence and a lot more hope. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you where things start to go sideways for people in their retirement planning. It's not where you would think. It's not in their investments.
Taxes? No.
They go sideways in their original definition of the retirement itself. What is their purpose in retirement? It's really common for us to for families to bring us like a bucket list, you know, I want to do this.
Yeah, or something.
Like I want to golf more.
I think we did that when we met with you guys.
But then what? You know, how long does it take you to go through that bucket list? You visit the countries you've always wanted to see.
Bucket list over now.
And
what do
then
I do?
What do you do? Yeah. You know, you're going to be in retirement for 20, 30 years. So why are you really getting up in the morning? You know, what's your purpose? And it might be to play a new role in your family.
By the way, that was the number one thing on my bucket list, sleeping in.
Not getting up in the morning.
Exactly.
But you know what? You look at it and you think, why did you save all this money in the first place? Why didn't you just stay at your desk? Why didn't you just stay at work if you don't have a new purpose for this season of life? And so defining what that purpose is, boy, that is the most important thing that you can do for your retirement planning. And then everything else, I'm telling you, Andy, everything else falls in line. So if you haven't had a chance yet to really sit down and define your purpose and bring everything else in line behind it, let's do an Ascent plan for you. We're giving away five this morning. 435-255-6331. We still have a few left. 435-255-6331. We believe more than anything else that you deserve to live a life that you love. And there's a well-worn path to get there, and we'll show you what it is. So 435-255-6331.
And I can tell you personally, I went in there, met with the guys, they gave me my Ascent plan, and they honestly said, you can retire when you want. You don't need to do it now, and you can if you want to. And they gave me the package, and, you know, we're on the phone with them occasionally. That's about it right now. So no obligation required. I love it. All right, Ethan, thanks again. One more time on the phone number, Teton Wealth Group, and the free Ascent plan right now is 435-255-6331. Thank you, Ethan.
Thanks, Andy.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
I'm Andy Griffin. Thanks for tuning in today. She's Michelle Randall. She's the mayor of this here city that we live in, a lot of us live in, and she gets to oversee things like all the congestion and traffic and the water worries and the building and I don't know. What would you say?
And close the door. Don't let anybody in.
Yeah. A lot of the I'm here now, so you can go ahead and tell everybody to stop.
Yep.
That happens all the time, unfortunately.
All the time. And you ask them how long they've lived here, and it's usually under 5 years.
Yeah. It's an interesting study, because I was sitting at dinner the other day with some friends of mine, and they've been here maybe 10 years or so, and they were pretty much like, we've got to stop the growth. And I'm like, okay, how would you do that? And they're like, well, we just don't let people build anymore. And I'm like, wait, so you're going to tell somebody who legally purchased a piece of property in a zone where they can build a home, and you're going to go to them and you're going to say, you can't build here.
Right.
And they're like, well, I mean, we need to limit with restrictions. We need, you know, and I was like, I just, you know, if you're an American, you know, or a true red-blooded American, you believe that people should be able to build on the property that they own.
Exactly.
And if you start telling them they can't do that, that starts to resemble some other countries that we're, that are not real proud of.
And we keep up, you know, we work really close with the Water Conservancy District. And Scott Taylor, our water director, is the best there is. Scott knows water in and out. And in fact, the Water Conservancy District, 30 of us went to San Diego a month or two ago. I can't remember. But it was just a short two-day trip to tour some of the things they're doing on their reuse water. And it's called One Water. So through all the filtration and everything it goes through, you can take your wastewater and actually turn it into culinary water. And a lot of people are doing that, and that's something that we are looking at doing here in all of Washington County for water. The thing is, you do have people that own property, and they want to be able to develop that property, build on it, and they don't want us to say, no, we just like being, we want $100,000 people cap.
Yep,
so you're
nobody
done.
Else.
Nobody
Forget
else
it.
Can come here. And then imagine the cost of housing then.
Oh, man. It would go crazy.
It would go, yeah. It would be insane.
It would turn into Park City.
It would turn into Park City. And I always try and tell people, yes, growth has its challenges, and it also has a lot of positives too. And I tell the story, I've told it on here before, you know, my husband has a really bad heart. He had his first heart attack at 36, had to be life flighted to Salt Lake for a week. We had young kids that we had to pawn out everywhere and stay up there because our medical facility here didn't have the capability of treating serious heart conditions. And now we have a hospital that is a level trauma two. So it can treat, to be a trauma one hospital, you're a teaching hospital. Trauma two, we can pretty much do everything here. We don't have a burn unit, but you don't have to go anywhere. We have a university now instead of a junior college. We have a technical college here. We have so many high schools, and there's a lot of good things that come with growth. Yes, traffic is a bad thing. And when people complain about traffic, just look at our topography that we have here. We have an interstate that runs right in the middle of our city. We've got all these bluffs and mountains surrounding us. We have two rivers, the Santa Clara and the Virgin. And so, you know, there are some difficulties with traffic. But dang it, people, slow down. Just give yourself some time to get from A to B. I can still leave my house and go over to my son in Hurricane and be there in 20 minutes. With SR7 now, it's a breeze. Or I can leave my house and be at my daughter's house up in Santa Clara Heights in 20, 25 minutes. And yes, we do have our, and I'm using air quotes for those that can't see, our rush hour. River Road is crazy. I have to take River Road every single day. I live in Bloomington Hills. So around 5 o'clock, you're going to see backup in traffic. So just enjoy sitting in your car and listening to the radio or something.
Listen to me.
Listen to Andy.
In the morning, not in the evening.
In the evening, turn on your favorite podcast on your way home. But that's the biggest thing we're seeing right now. It's red light runners because nobody wants to wait. Nobody wants to wait through a light more than one time.
Isn't that interesting? Because they get so frustrated waiting that I'm going to break the law now.
They do.
And they do.
And then they cause serious accidents.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the biggest thing we're seeing right now. But we're okay with water. This year, even though we are in record drought this year, thank goodness for the rain.
Maybe lifted slightly today.
Lifted slightly, but you know, depending on the weather app you use, I don't know, they're all so different. It's crazy, but we're supposed to have more rain, and hopefully we have a really wet March, and even a wet April would be great.
Yeah.
But our reservoirs are full, and really well, doing really well. And we always go into these cycles where last year was a record year. Last year was amazing on our snowpack. This year, nothing.
Yeah.
Next year, who knows? It's just, and it's always been that way. From the time the pioneers arrived here, what was their number one issue?
Water.
Water.
Yeah. Hasn't changed in 160-something years.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the it feels like, and maybe this statistically doesn't back it up, but it feels like there's a lot more violent crime. We've heard about murders and things like that in our town. I know as a mayor, that's one of the things that you know, okay, I'm concerned about this. Let's make sure this doesn't happen. Is it happening more, do you feel like? And if it is, what is there anything we can do about it?
I don't. Yes, we have, obviously when you increase your population, you're going to increase your crime. We have seen a lot of the rollover that you've seen nationwide, where you've got illegals that have crossed the border and come in to only commit crime. You probably heard about the burglary on, was it on Bluff or Sunset? I don't know. It was a few weeks ago. Armed robbery, actually.
Yeah.
And they caught the guys, and they were all here illegally. And now, instead of just putting them in the jail and releasing them back out, we have a lot of ICE agents here now. And we're not going after people that are just, we do not racially profile. We're not going to just pull somebody over because they're brown skin. Now, if you commit a crime, or if you're speeding and we pull you over and you have no identification whatsoever and no insurance, and you're going to be treated like the rest of us. And if you get in the jail and we find you're here illegally, you're probably going back to wherever you came from.
Yeah.
But we have increased our police force. I think we've added 25, maybe 30 officers since I became mayor. We have an amazing SWAT team. They do a phenomenal job. We have a drug task force. We have a gang unit. We go after prostitution. We just approved in this year's budget a full-time ICAC detective. ICAC stands for Internet Crimes Against Children. Mm-hmm. We are trying to keep up on everything, and I think we're doing a really, really great job.
It's a crazy world we live in, and there has to be an Internet Crimes Against Children task force. But there's
sick people
thing.
Out yeah. there. It is.
There are, yeah.
It truly is.
So, Michelle, do you feel like, everybody says, well, St. George has lost its Mayberry. It doesn't feel like the small, cute small town. It's not a small town. I mean, we're 100,000 people, but I believe that it's still, you're still capable of keeping the charm of something like Mayberry.
I absolutely believe that. And there are people that move here or come and visit and say, for the size of the city you are, it's so clean, it's so friendly. It's the people that are going to keep the charm. You know, it is sure. being friendly, it is knowing your neighbors, it's getting out, walking in the park, talking to people, going down to town square to different events. I mean, the city, our parks and community services group is the best at putting on events. And I still think we have that small town feeling, even though we are growing. And I love it here. When I first moved here, there was 13,000 people. I couldn't have imagined a day when we were over 100,000 people. But it's still a place I want to live.
Yeah, I agree.
I go to other cities. I even go to northern Utah cities that are even about our size. I wouldn't want to live there.
I will say this, too. For people who complain about traffic, go spend a half an hour on Redwood Road or State Street in Salt Lake, you know, in Salt Lake Valley, you'll find out what traffic's really like.
Go to Vegas.
Yeah, go to Vegas, yeah. We have some traffic, you know, slowdowns and stuff, but compared to, you know, some of those places, I mean, spend an hour to drive 10 minutes, what should be 10 minutes in California, yeah. And you'll find out what traffic is really like. Michelle, I got to get another commercial break in. We'll be back with more.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
All right, so I'm a big believer in priorities, right? I mean, you got what's most important. I even have a saying on my wall that says, never sacrifice what you want most for what you want now. Having said that, though, every once in a while you need to, slip back into maybe something that's not good for you. For instance, Michelle Randall is here. Listen to this.
Pass the milk. Today is National Oreo Cookie Day. Two chocolate cookies held together by sweet cream filling. How can that be bad? Created in 1912 at the Nabisco Biscuit Company, Americans eat 20 billion of them every year. There's even a Guinness World Record for eating them. Travis Meiser-Jewski holds the title for eating 14 in 1 minute, 2 seconds. Challenge accepted. I'm Bree Tennis.
I don't think I would do that, 14 in 1 minute.
Okay, you know how you eat Oreo. First, you have to have the double stuffed.
I agree. Double stuffed is far superior than regular.
Then you take a fork and you put it into the cream.
Okay.
And then you put it down in your milk and let it get all nice and,
squishy.
Yeah. And then you eat it with the fork and your hands don't get in the milk. Your fingers don't have to, put it in the milk and you just eat it off the fork.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's how we eat Oreos.
That's pretty good. So I had a guy on the show earlier this morning. He was a twister. He says, I like to twist it apart before I do anything else with it. And I'm like,
No.
And I usually don't use the fork. I usually use my finger, but I did. It's like Achilles. You know how Achilles in the Greek mythology, they dipped him by his ankle in the river. Well, I kind of hold the very edge of the cookie and dip everything except for my fingers in the.
I have an Oreo jar at my house.
You do?
Grandma's
got to have an Oreo jar.
Just for the grandkids. They know the Oreos are in there. Some are just pull them apart and, take the cream out and eat the cream and leave the cookie. And
that's un-American, man. Come on.
And some eat the whole cookie. So it always has to be full.
Oreo has explored a whole bunch of different flavors in recent years, including the new Post Malone Oreo, which has a caramel shortbread flavored cream in it. I actually had a couple. They're pretty good. I mean, how can you go wrong, right, with Oreo? My favorite is the dark chocolate filled Oreo.
I haven't had that.
Those are good. But when it comes right down to it, the double stuff is about as good
just
as it
gets.
It's
the original, exactly. Yeah. And I don't care if they dye it for,
Yeah.
Easter, whatever, yeah. But apparently dyes are horrible for us and killing us, we've found out.
Apparently, so. You couldn't put it in your makeup for 30 years, but you could eat it. What? So,
it's crazy.
Talking with Michelle Randall today, somebody called during the break and asked about Iron Man. Is it going away?
Yes. This year is the last year.
So there is a race this year in May.
There is a race this year in May. My son-in-law was so angry because he's always wanted to do an Iron Man. So he's training now because I said, hey, it's going away. This is your last year to do it here. So he is training to do it. But we've done the Iron Man for 10 plus years.
Yeah.
And one time we did 3 Ironman in a year and a half. Yeah. I mean, it was a lot. Ironman wasn't really willing to pony up any more money. It affects the city of St. George the very most. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all hands on deck for the Ironman. From the parks department, the police department, the streets department, everybody is working. And where they weren't really wanting to pony up more money, and the county just said, okay, well, it's been a good run. We've enjoyed you, but we won't renew our contract.
So St. George has come to be known as a place with people, outdoor people, physical fitness people, bikers and hikers and joggers. Do you think this will affect that at all?
Oh, no.
No?
No. Okay. You're still going to have people here all the time biking, and they love our trail system. They love the off trails that we have. Mm-hmm. Now people are have you run the stairs yet, Andy?
Well, I should ask, have you?
Heck no.
That would be my answer as well right now. Although I have set a goal to do it someday.
Well, I have a good excuse right now.
Yes,
but
you do.
And people, it just cracks me up. Like, there's 333 steps. That was not planned. It's just how it ended up. And mm-hmm. by the way, Tech Ridge built the stairs. The city of St. George didn't. But they just ended up with 333 stairs. So if you go up and down, it's 666. And then people are like, oh, my gosh, it's satanic. Yeah. And Isaac Barlow, who owns Tech Ridge, is just like, where do people come up with this stuff? I mean, it was just from the top to the bottom ended up being 333. Yeah. We did not plan that to be 666.
I have not. So we have 40 stairs here from the parking garage up to the studio, 40 stairs, and I get winded at 40. I'm kind of sucking wind a little bit. So I'm going to tell you that it's going to be a while till I get in a little bit better shape to do that.
For moms with little kids that have a ton of energy, take them. Let them run those stairs up and down and up and down.
You've got to follow them.
No, you can see them. You can, you know.
I can see you from the bottom.
I can see you from the bottom. Don't fall down. Yeah.
And by the way, it curves a little. So it's not like they could actually fall down the entire staircase.
Right. They call it the dragon tail because it kind of looks like a dragon tail. Yeah. But they are going to be putting parking in down at the bottom and eventually adding some bathrooms. So that will be a big improvement as well.
Yeah, the dragon's tail. And Michelle and I, we are both going to run it, do it in a few years, months, something, right? Aren't we? We're the same age.
Yeah, we're the same age.
We both have a bum leg.
We'll just walk it. We're not going
to
run it.
Walk it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. All right, let's go to the phone line. We've got 3 minutes left in the show. Hey, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
I wonder, a lot of the roads are getting a little bit bumpy around here. They have those machines, they're called milling machines, that go on the top layer and they take like a little bit off. And they've done that on some of the roads around here, but I'm wondering if they could do that on a couple of those real bad bumpy ones over by like the new Bahama Bucks, over by the new Smith.
So Riverside or Mall Drive?
Riverside, I think it is. Goes down by Mill Creek High School.
Yeah, that's
like
the one.
Right
yeah.
in there, like you're just bouncing around like crazy. And, like, my vehicles aren't that old, but I feel like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
they did that on some of those roads around the hill, and it's smooth over there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Mayor.
Thank you. So our Public Works Department has a schedule of the maintenance of all the roads. Of course, we can't do them all every year. For one thing, extremely pricey.
And another thing, there's not time.
And there's not enough time and people. So they have a priority list that they go down through to make sure that every road is touched, you know, eventually. Not in 1 year's time, of course, because there's too many to do in 1 year. But the really bad ones get put up to the top, and then we go through. And you might see chip and seal. You might see this milling. You might see different things depending on the road conditions.
And sometimes it's a matter of, it gets bumped to the top. Maybe it was down at number 7. It gets bumped to the top because maybe the roads guy or the mayor or somebody said, hey, wait, this is really rough here.
Yeah.
And so actually him calling... Perfect.
Well, and it's just like with stoplights, you know, things might be down the list, but then it starts getting more dangerous. So that stoplight moves up the list, like the one on Man of War and Pioneer. That one is going to be put in this fiscal year. So.
I haven't had to work the phones in a while because I've always had a call screener the last few months, but I do still know how to work them. Hey, we got a minute left. What's on your mind? Hello, are you there? They hung up. Okay, I guess they didn't really want to talk.
That's okay. But we try our best to get to all of the roads, you know, the potholes, there's so much. And if the amount of water lines, sewer lines, storm drain, roads. There is a lot to do, and it's never ending.
I have to say, honestly, the roads now compared to, say, when I first started driving in the 80s and 90s, are 100 times better, 1,000 times better than they used to be. And I assume a lot of this modern technology, but also, you know, roads and parks departments that take care of that stuff. And
yes.
I love it.
Yeah. So. We have a We have great department heads running our city. So
love it. Michelle Randall, mayor of St. George City. Thank you, Michelle.
Have a great weekend, Andy.
Sure. Good having you on. We'll be back tomorrow. Open lines for you. You can talk about anything you want to on the show. We'll talk to you then.